Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us now on 580 CFRA. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
We talked yesterday about risk factors for heart attack.
Right.
And you were saying it runs anywhere from low risk to high risk to, you know, immediate risk.
Right.
And now they're saying that some of the systems we use to determine whether you're high or immediate risk are flawed.
It is very interesting in that when we know if someone is at low or high risk, it's very easy to decide on whether to commit someone to either not being treated to prevent heart disease or to give them medication that we know based on the evidence when you're high risk that will have a definite effect and impact on lessening that risk over time. But there are those people that fall within an intermediate risk, sort of sitting in the middle where you're on the fence and saying, okay, do I treat or do I not? Because the decision to treat is a big one. You're essentially committing someone to take a medication for the rest of their life. And that's not a small thing. So what they tried to do is they looked at six other types of tests that are available. Everything from doing a CT scan of the arteries in the heart, looking for calcium deposits, because calcium is associated with inflammation with regards to how it accumulates in tissue, all the way to family history of heart disease, or even doing other types of blood tests and measurements. And they had 7,000 people. This is published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and they had enough data in this study of over 7,000 people to compare six other ways of checking for risk of heart disease in people who were in this category, sort of on the fence category. And they found that the best one out of the six was a CT scan of the heart. The problem being, one, that access to CT scans of the heart are not readily available, especially in this area.
Yeah.
And doing it as a screening test for hundreds or even thousands of people may have consequences, health consequences as well, because you're exposing people to extra radiation. So this was simply using data that was available, finding which test worked best. But again, now you have to look at the cost, the benefit, and risk of widespread use of this particular test in people with that category.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin, who will be here on CFRA Sunday from 3 to 5 with Sunday House Call.